Dale Pugsley is serving a 58-year sentence for something he did as a teenager. He was selling crack cocaine, he says, when a guy refused to pay. Pugsley pulled out a gun to intimidate him, but the customer grabbed for the gun, it went off, and killed him. Since then, Pugsley has spent years reading history, political science, and philosophy. And recently, he started organizing other prisoners.
They put me in long-term segregation over at Sea Building here at Red Onion.
We spoke with him by phone because the Virginia Department of Corrections believes a reporter with a recorder is a security risk.
Long-term segregation, what's known as Level S, is for the most dangerous prisoners in the state of Virginia. Guys are sent back there for stabbings, escapes, rapes, serious charges. They had me back there for emails.
He also circulated a petition asking for better medical care, an effective grievance procedure, clean water, and more nutritious food. Virginia spends less than $2.50 a day to feed each inmate. For his efforts, he was transferred to a maximum security prison far from Lynchburg, where his wife and stepson live.
The Department of Corrections is not tolerant at all of prisoners being political or exercising political speech, and they will go to great lengths to silence us.
A friend and fellow inmate, Uhuru Roe, shared Pugsley's passion for prison reform. He wrote two essays for publication, but the state refused to let him mail his critique. That, says Charlottesville attorney Jeff Fogel, is a violation of Roe's First Amendment rights.
There's really nothing in either of these two essays which would suggest any problem for the prison. More importantly is our ability to hear this information. You're not going to hear it from prison authorities. They're only going to tell you how wonderful their system is.
The state will not, for example, talk about the cases of Roe or Pugsley, nor will officials discuss staffing levels. But Virginia recently offered a $10,000 bonus to officers who would transfer to the Augusta Correctional Center, and it raised pay to an average of just over $37,000 a year. In a presentation to the House Appropriations Committee, Department Director Harold Clark said Augusta was the prison with the biggest shortage of guards. 33% of positions were vacant. Lawyer Jeff Fogel and his client wonder if a similar situation at the Sussex II Correctional Center put inmates' lives at risk.
As Mr. Roe points out, people have died at Sussex II State Prison. There has been no reports in the media about that. There's no reports coming from DOC about what happened.
The state confirms that in the past year, one man died of a drug overdose while another was murdered in his cell. At Sussex and Buckingham prisons, inmates report days of being locked up for all but 1 hour of exercise because they say those prisons have too few guards to supervise men who are let out of their cells. Roe is now suing the Department of Corrections for preventing him from saying such things in public, and the American Civil Liberties Union is backing two bills that would require state prisons to keep track of who they're putting in solitary confinement, for how long, and why. Claire Gastanaga is executive director of the ACLU of Virginia.
It's very difficult to really assess how desperate the circumstances are in our prison system because they don't keep good data.
If one of those bills is approved, it could shed some light on how many inmates are being silenced by keeping them away from other prisoners. I'm Sandy Houseman.